All right, well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. Today's Thursday, and so this is the day we take what we've been learning and we try to put it into action. And today we're looking at the idea of repenting. And repenting is kind of a fancy churchy word, but really it just means to go a new way, a new direction in life. We've been talking about Jesus' saying about, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." And it's a challenging one. It's one that was probably confusing at first because it makes it sound like people who are sad are just supposed to buck up and be happy. But when we try to do that, it seldom works. When we try to wrestle with something in our life that we know isn't right, a way we've been rebelling against God and sin, if we try to take all that on ourselves and we say, you know what, I'm going to fix myself, I'm going to change this, we very often find we fail because we simply don't have it in us. We're trying to repent and go a different direction all on our own. And it's not always clear what that direction is going to be and whether it's the right one or whether it's just a different wrong one. So what we're going to talk about today is a different kind of repenting and going a different direction, going God's direction. And it starts by us confessing that sometimes we have tried to repent of our sins our own way. We've tried to just fix ourselves. And telling God we're sorry about that and that we'd rather go His way in life. We're going to repent, go a different direction, wherever He leads us. We're going to try to follow Him. So the first thing to do is to pause and think about those times when we have tried to go our own way. We've tried to fix ourselves. And just to tell God we're sorry, that we have this desire to just follow wherever He goes instead. The second thing we're going to do is confess to those we've hurt. It's very often when we do sin and rebel against God, it's by hurting other people. So I'm going to invite you to just consider the ways you've done that. And if there is somebody specifically you've hurt, go to them and apologize. Tell them you want to confess something you've done to hurt them, that you're planning to go a different way in life now. Might start a great conversation among you. Tomorrow we'll reflect on how that goes. I'll see you then.